When I considered all the people that helped to plant trees and pick up garbage and recycle, we gave the world at least 6 environmental hugs.
It's a big day in Amber Curry's grade 2 class. They're hearing about all the people and places they've helped thanks to a doll called Nobody. It was back in October when a special suitcase arrived in room 109. In it was a plain stuffed doll made out of denim. The doll's name was Nobody, and each student had a turn taking him or her home and taught Nobody about helping others. The students then attached symbols of their good deeds to the doll, things like a garbage bag to show how they helped clean up a local park, and that at the end of the year, Nobody becomes a somebody because of all the character traits she or he was taught. It wasn't just Amber's class doing this. Students across the Durham District School Board took part. It was such a huge success. A special night was held to honor all the somebody dolls, and families and students were invited to help celebrate. At the celebration, I met up with the creator of the Nobody Project, Kelly Clark.
Can you tell me about the one we're looking at right now?
This one has a whole mix of 3D attachments. There's a fishing net here, and this represents a student that wanted to save dolphins, so they wrote a letter to the Ministry of Fisheries to ask that they stop fishing with the type of nets that can catch dolphins. So it's really neat they made the net as hair on the doll, because it's just such a creative way to get a message across and really celebrate and reflect and document their project and their actions to help others.
We saw somebody dolls who had been with teenagers on a 30-hour famine. A student had organized a dance for disabled children. Another student donated energy-saving light bulbs to all his neighbors, while another wrote a letter to a veteran's nursing home. Amber Curry was also at the celebration. She said the project helped tremendously in teaching character education, but her favorite part was how it extended outside of the classroom.
Well, quite a few of them really put their heart and souls into it, and you could tell that a lot of families spent some time talking around the dinner table and really putting some thought into what kind of a contribution they could make as a family.
It seems like such a simple idea, get kids to think about others. But sometimes children need to be pushed to look beyond themselves and their own world. And as Kelly Clark says, no one child is the same.
There is no such thing as a cookie cutter kid. They have so much to offer, and it's just so neat to see them be able to really take who they are and use all the curriculum links. They've used language, they've used art, they've used guidance, they've used about 7 different curriculum links, and they've put them into action to real life experiences. It really is what makes the world so exciting, because we need people to be passionate about everything.
Back in Amber Curry's classroom, the students are making somebody cookies and decorating them with their candy accessories. They tell me they've named their somebody. Not everybody does. His name is Mike Harambe. Mike because he was interviewed on CBC Radio with a microphone, and Harambe, which means pulling together in Swahili. The students have just wrapped up a unit on the Maasai of Kenya. As the kids are licking the blue icing off their popsicle sticks, their teacher has one more thing to say.
This is the important part. We made a huge difference this year. But my question to you is, what will you do next? Is it all over because grade 2 is over? You handed in your project, it's all done? We don't need to help the world anymore? What do you think? What are you going to do next? I think this is the part that the Nobody Project is all about.
There was barely a pause when Amber told them to tell their partners their ideas.
I would keep helping the world and do it all over, keep the environment healthy.
I would help sick kids that are in the hospital and pay money for all of them.
I would just keep helping.
All that inspiration from a doll called Nobody, who became Mike Harambe in room 109. For Metro Morning.